The topic I'm discussing this evening is a fairly well-known topic, the obligation of women regarding Hadlokas Neros Chanukah. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Yom Gimel, that Gemara is in front of you, underlined, the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi is the author of a very well-known statement that's found several times in Shas. And here the statement is, it's in the right-hand column, the middle of the page, the second item. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Gemara says, Isha Bade Madlika. First, the Gemara indicated that the Cheresh of the Bekotten are exempt for the mitzvah of Halakas Neros Chanukah. But a woman is still obligated to light Neros Chanukah. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, they also were involved in the Nes of Hanukkah. So there's a well-known discussion among the Rishonim. You can see that to your left, the famous Taisa of Megillah. But before we mention the Taisas, we'll mention two other areas where Rav Shmuel Levi's din is cited. Directly below, in the famous Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara discusses there, the context is drinking dalit kosos. You see that was skipped here. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Nashim Chayavos v'dalit kosos, Shafei Noli Balsadnes. The same rationale, the same reasoning why women are obligated to drink four kosos on Leil HaSeder. That's the second area where Rav Shimon Levi's halacha is discussed. And the third area is probably, in some respects, maybe the most well-known, and that is with reference to Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. That Nashim Chayavas V'Mikra Megillah She'afein Hoyu Balsanes. They were also obligated in the mitzvah of reading the Megillah because they were involved in the Nes. So, Taisus here in Pasach HaMegillah Dafdal, the second Taisus, cites a big machlokes among the Rishonim. What does it mean She'afein Hoyu Balsanes? The reason why this Rabbi Shimon Levi's halacha is required because the Mishnah Kedushin of Chotes tells us that a woman would normally be exempt from mitzvah seishas non grama, any mitzvah bound up with time, and we're talking about mitzvahs that are bound up with time, namely Leil HaSeder, Dalet Kosos, a very specific time frame, and clearly Nev Chanukah, a specific time frame, and Samigila as well, a very specific time frame. So mitzvah seish hazman grama, the Mishnah says that men are obligated in, and women are potter. And despite that fact, Chazal somehow assumed that women are chayav in these three mitzvahs, she'afein hoyu balsanes. Now the problem is the language of Chazal presents a formidable difficulty, namely afein. Even they were involved in that mess. What's the nature of that language of afein hoyu balsanes? So Tesis writes here, the second text is on the page. She'afein hoyu balsanes, Pirush Rashbam, she'ikra anes hoya al yodom. They're the prime movers regarding the nes. The Purim Ayda Esther, she is clearly the major player with reference to Purim. Also, as you always commented that the reason why the Megillah is called Megillah Esther, it should have been called either Megillah Mordechai, or perhaps Megillah Mordechai Be'Esther, a hybrid, because both of them were clearly involved in the, both of them are the Germanic persona involved in the Megillah. But he answered the question by indicating that Mordechai was the initiator of that which happened. But ultimately, the one who brought it to its culmination was Esther. And therefore, the Megillah, Ein HaDavar, Ein HaMitzvah, Nikrei Sel Al Shem Sofo. But the problem over here is, if the Iker HaNes was Al Yodam, they're the ones primarily responsible for the Nes. So what's the language of Afein Hoyo Balsanes? Going to the Rashbam. He said, the Ikra Nes was Al Yodam. And then he goes on, the Chanukah, the Yehudis, she's the one who killed the Syrian Greek general. The Pesach, Shebeschus, Sikonia, Shebosa, Ador, Digalu. So right away, Tosis asks, the Kosher, the Loshan, Shafi, Mashra, Shane's Fables. They're secondary. That's the language that they also were included in the Nes. And it's clear that they are primary, not secondary. So they would taste to suggest, Lekach Nirali, Shafein Oli B'Sofek De LaHashmir B'Laro. Clearly, they're also under the Zera of Ahashverosh, LaHashmir B'Laro 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 B'La He didn't distinguish between men and women, and all of them were obviously the Safik Sakana. The Chaim of Pesach showing we should both also power in Mitzrayim. Women were also involved in the Shibun Mitzrayim. This needs a lot of discussion. Who exactly was not included, who was included? Chazal tell us that women were the one who essentially encouraged, gave a lot of psychological encouragement to their male compatriots. Tachasa tapuach orartich. Chazal speak about this often, but this comment of the Tesis is very striking, that they also were involved in Shibun Mitzrayim. Only Shem Levi was not involved in Shibun Mitzrayim. And then further, Mechem Chanukah, Hagzeru Hesem Me'ed Aleyah. Those who doesn't really explain what he means. But he said, Xera was Me'ed Aleyah. Certainly, in terms of Chanukah, they were heavily involved. He doesn't really spell out what that means.
What Nafkamina said
between the two Torahs? There's no Nafkamina. You're 100% correct. There's no real practical Nafkamina in the two Talmud that was Rashbam. The issue is only how to interpret the language of the Gemara. That's what they're trying to somehow deal with. The Gemara tells us in Sochim that there's another mitzvah besides Dalat Kosos. Women are also obligated in the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. That's also a very chashuv mitzvah. And even though it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, it's also bound of the time. So the Gemara learns out, and this is what Taisus, the next part of Taisus deals with. The Gemara learns out from the Hekesh. The Hekesh says that kol sheyeshav v'altol v'chameitz, yeshav v'kum echol matzah. The Gemara learns out that the pasuk says, lo sochal v'chameitz, not to eat chameitz, shivas yomim, tochal matzah slechem oni. So whoever is included in the Isra of not eating chametz is also included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. It's a hekesh. Hekesh means that there are two psukim in chumash that are contrasting one with the other. And because of that contrast, that's how you know women also tie in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So we're discussing Rabbi Shlomo Levi's halacha that nashim are obligated in three areas of halacha. They're obligated in Erech Hanukkah, Sha'afein Noi Bosa Nes. They're obligated in Dalat Kosos, Sha'afein Noi Bosa Nes. And they're obligated as well in Mikra Megillah. And we just saw actually the second taste on page one here, that taste is concerned about the language of Afein Noi Bosa Nes. They're also included. What do you mean also? Sounds like they are secondary. And that's what taste points out from the Rashbam. The Ikra Nes was Al Yodam, but Taisa says the Loshen of Afein seems to indicate that they're of a secondary nature. So it also suggests that no, somehow they are really involved preeminently. They're involved in a major kind of way. But now Taisa says the next question, which is the issue that I just began to discuss, namely, women are chayav in the mitzvah of matzah because of this hekesh. Because the Torah says that number one, don't eat chametz, that only applies to women. And then it tells you the obligation to eat matzah. So Tosfos says, "Gavi matzi yesh makshe. Lo b'le akesha the kol sheyesh no b'vat tochal chametz yesh no b'kum echol matzah. Why do I need this hekesh? This analogy that because they're enjoined by meaning chametz, they're also obligated affirmatively to eat matzah. Typically, mitam shein hodi b'osan des. That itself should be enough of a reason to obligate women in the midst of eating matzah. Does the Gemara cited the Shlomo Levi in reference to three areas in halacha, namely Ner Chanukah, the women are chayav, and Bikra Megillah and Dalat Kosos. What about matzah? So the Gemara says that matzah we have a hekesh, that we have an analogy, and that analogy is the chayav a woman just as she's enjoined from eating chametz, she's also obligated to eat matzah. Why do I need that analogy? What do I need that hekesh for? I can invoke this dinner of Shlomo Levi. Shafein Hoyi Bosanes. So Tosis is bothered by a very good question. Just as women are obligated in drinking Dalat Kosos, because they were a part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shiva Mitzrayim, the same reason we should be mechayim them in Achilas Matzah. Why should there be a distinction between Dalat Kosos and Achilas Matzah? They're obligated in one because of Rabbi Shlomo Levi's din. They should be obligated in Matzah for the same reason. So Tosis gives the following answer, and he writes, V'yishom v'nishum ha'itayim v'lo mechayim v'lo v'ramon. Rabbi Shlomo Levi's din would only obligate them rabbinically. He's saying a svara that the reason women are chayav in their Chanukah shachen or b'osan des, that's a svara Midrabanan, but we know that women are obligated to eat masim in the Torah. The Gemara says at the end of Psochim, the Gemara quotes different psukim, but the Gemara comes to the maskana. But Erev Tofu Matzos is a mitzvah in the Torah for everyone to eat matzah. That includes men, that includes women, that includes children. A mitzvah sasem in the Torah. As a matter of fact, the only mitzvah sasem in the Torah that remains today is the mitzvah of eating matzah. So this svara, a true lady, would not really help. That svara is only a svara at a rabbinic level, only with Rabbanim. But it would be chayev midaraisa. So in order to demonstrate that women are chayev to eat matzah in the Torah, the Gemara quotes a hekesh. And the Gemara did not suffice with this reasoning, this rationale, about me knowing both sides. So I heard from the Rav Zechem Lebracha, he said he didn't understand the entire kasha. He thought the kasha doesn't begin. Tzitzik is actually a second answer. Rabbi Yosef Ishu Shalayim, you might have wanted to pattern them for the Gzera Shabbat, Tesvav, Tesvav, and therefore I need this reasoning to be mechayev them. But he suggested the following. If you take a look at these three mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel Halevi commented on, namely Mikra Megillah, Derech Chanukah, and Davar Kolsos, and based on the rationale of Shmuel Halevi, Avin Hoyev Bosanes, we don't apply this rationale of Avin Hoyev Bosanes indiscriminately across the board in every mitzvah. So what is the common denominator when we do apply these three? So Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested that it's applied whenever there's an element of Pirsum Hanes. So when you look at all these three mitzvahs, namely Mikra Megillah, unquestionably, Mikra Megillah involves Kayandua, there's an element of Pirsum. Undoubtedly, there's an element of Pirsum and there's a Mikra Megillah. There's an Enshim Sofek. Dalek Kosos, there's no question. There's an element of Pirsum and there's involved in Dalek Kosos. And there's an element of Pirsum and there's involved in Derech Hanukkah. No question, Derech Hanukkah, Dalek Kosos, and Mikra Megillah are all founded upon the idea of Pirsum Hanes. A hochacha to this is the fact that in each of these mitzvahs, there's also another bracha that accompanies these mitzvahs, namely the bracha of Shalsa Nisa. In the case of Derech Hanukkah, the first time we make three brachas, then the Gemara says we make two brachas, so the brachas are the Hadik Derech Shal Hanukkah, and the second bracha that we make is Shalsa Nisa, and the first time we make Shechiyanu, and then the subsequent nights we make two brachas. But that applies, that bracha of Shas and Nisan applies not only in the case of Derech Hanukkah, also applies to Mikra Megillah, Mikra Bracha Shas and Nisan. What about Dalek Kosos? So Rishonim already point out that that bracha of Shas and Nisan is embedded in the bracha before the second coast. Asher Golonim Golas Avosim in Mitzrayim. Many Rishonim say that the Gelo Alayla Zeh Lethal Maso Moron Ken Hashem Okin Yagienu Begolim Vodim Acherim Bechulam Bechulam Bechulam. That is the comparable bracha, the parallel bracha to Shalosh Nisan Avoseinu. So in fact, what we are discussing is the dinner of Shur Malevi, Afin Hoye Bosa Nes. It's found in three places. The Achanega Mikra Megillah Dal Kaisis. It's not found by Matzah. The Lachar, it should be found by Matzah. Taises is Kasha. Matzah, women are chayv the Nisan Matzah because of a Hekesh. What about Avin Hoyev Bosanes, that should be Mechayev them. So that's only Mechayev them, a Svara of the Rabbanan. We want that to be Chayev and Atzorah, Be'er Tzorku Matzos. So Asalvechi answered this Kasha by saying, as I just mentioned, that these three have in common the element of Pirsum Hanes and the right use of the Bracha of Shalosh Nisan. It's clear that Dalek Kosos is Pirsum Hanes, Derech Hanukkah is Pirsum Hanes, Mikra Megillah is Pirsum Hanes. Matzah, it's true that the mitzvah of matzah was set up because of the nes that occurred, but there's no question that Pirsum Hanes is not integrally built into the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. It is integrally built into the mitzvah of Derech Hanukkah, Hadlokas Derech Hanukkah, which has to be bepirsum, Dalek Kosos, which has to be bepirsum, and the third mitzvah of Mikra Megillah has to be bepirsum. Those really underscore and accentuate the idea of Pirsum Hanes. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah doesn't have a similar kind of perspective. And that's why he felt that this would not be applicable to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and therefore there's no the concept of Afhen Hoy Basanes is not relevant to that. The second question, which is asked again by Rishonim, can a woman be motzi a man in the midst of Alokas Neves Hanukkah? So the Rambam is a famous Rambam. The Rambam says on the bottom of the page, lower right hand corner. With the Rambam calls this mitzvah kriyas ha-megillah bismana. It's talking about
mikra megillah. We all agree that this is answer.
Right, it's not calling out the answer today. It's not asking.
It's not familiar to halacha.
Correct. Oh, so that would be enough to be done, perhaps. But this mara, or else I'll mention, I think is...
You need the chiddush because the darshan are well
known. Say it again. Are you there?
Because of the next dose verse.
Correct. 100%. The issue of a woman being mostly a man, and halachas ner Chanukah, for that matter, we can talk about Mikra Megillah, she is halachas ner Chanukah right now, but let's follow the Rambam at the bottom of the page. Kriyas ha-Megillah is bana mitzvah ve'aseh nidivrei sofrim. So the Rabbanan reading the Megillah today. This all every language of the Rambam needs attention, which I'm not addressing right now. It's not my issue. I'm interested in something else. The Rambam here said pretty clearly that when men and women, gerim, avodim that were b'shuchar, all chayav b'kriyasa megillah, the Rambam does not distinguish between the chiyav that devolves upon the males and the chiyav that devolves upon the females as far as making megillah. Now, according to the Rambam, therefore, there's no question that a woman should be able to emotzi a man in Mikra Megillah. That's the pashas of the Rambam. That seems to be the simple reading of the text of the Rambam. And now there are other girsos that are found in the Tesefta. For example, to your left, you can see there's a Tesefta Megillah. This Tesefta is quoted by the top Tesis here. And the top Tesis of Megillah, the Abdallah and Olive, and the famous Bahag, maybe the most famous Bahag probably in Taya Sefer. Because most people are not familiar with the Bahag, including myself. But this is one of the areas where the Bahag is very well known. Bahag claims this distinction between men and women, and here it's based on this Tesefta. The Bahag paskins that this Tesefta, first we'll deal with Tesefta, then we'll get to the Bahag, that a woman cannot be motzi rabbi b'dechav asa. It happens to be not just Tesefta, it's also when you show me, that's quoted by the Agos Mamoni, that's quoted by other Mepharshim. The Tesis here on top of the page, over that same corner, quotes the Sheet of the Bahag. And this Sheet of the Bahag is fascinating. Mikan Mashma, the Gemara says very clearly, Noshim Chayavos are Mikra Megillah. Doesn't sound like the Gemara is issuing any kind of istagut, any kind of qualification regarding the level of Chiyav. But Tesis, by the way, comments, Mikan Mashma, Shanoshim Motzeh Sachem Dechavasim. The Gemara says, Noshim Chayavos ben Mikra Megillah. No distinction between men and women. Vachinami Masha Be'erchin, the Gemara Akol Ksher and Likros HaMegillah, Umasik Akol Ksher and Masui Emayim, Vishayim Masui, Noshim Masha, Vahotzi, Afilo and Noshim. That a woman can be Motzi, even her male counterpart, in the midst of Mikra Megillah. By the way, yes, in this Tosefta, the Kashi of Tani with Tosefta, we're not getting into that aspect of things right now. The This itself became the subject of an entire literature among the Dali Achrenim. There are so many Mahalchim to explain the position of the Bahag, but the most popular of all the Mahalchim in explaining the position of the Bahag. That why is it the woman can only be motzi other women, but cannot be motzi ad noshim? And the answer is because women are only chayav in the midst of shmiyas ha-megillah. The problem is the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says noshim chayavos b'mikra megillah. But the Bahag is generally understood. And as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Achrenim, and we discussed this Bahag at length, one of the major, probably maybe the most prominent and predominant position to explain the Bahag is this one, namely, women have a different chiyav than their male counterparts. A male is chayav in Mikra Megillah, a woman is only chayav in Shmiyas Megillah. That's already a Mishnah. Mishnah says that Mishnah at the end of in the Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah writes already, if you're not the same level of chiyav as your male counterpart, you cannot be motzi. That's the issue with the kodem being motzi and gadol, and all kinds of issues. Gemara has with brachos and elsewhere in Rosh Hashanah, you have this issue comes up all over Shas. The Gemara discusses a different level of chiyav cannot be motzi someone else who doesn't have the same level of chiyav that he has. And this is an assumption, but pashtus, there's no simple reason offhand, prima facie, to be mafkin between kriyas hamigila and lagos der Chanukah. There doesn't seem to be any distinction. Both mitzvahs, amitzah seishas man grover, both of them women are chayav apen hoyi bosanes. That's a mishum b'leibus b'chamish tos. But as I said, somehow there seems to be a distinction that's drawn over here by Tesis. This Tesis is found over here in Gilda, it's found in Erchin. It's a famous Mahag that says Yadua, Yadua, and the Mahag was Mahala between, regarding the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, between the males and the females. Males are Chayim in Mikra Megillah, women are only Chayim in Shmiasa Megillah. Soon we accept that the particular explanation. Okay, that's what that needs a lot of discussion. It's based on the Tesefta. This Tesefta Megillah says, they can't be motzi others. Oh, excellent. The question is well posed, and unquestionably. So, in general, this is also, this line as well is the subject of a lot of controversy, or as you would say, controversy. I think that's the way you pronounce it, both of you. Anyway, the English told me that they're right. The three of them. Well, we're outnumbered. No, we're three against three. In pronunciation, you're right. And also in terms of the utilization of English, you speak English coherently, unlike the American folk who are completely incoherent. But whatever the case is, I'm asking beside this halacha, so this became an entire literature. Forget about the Shmi and Kriya now. That's one literature, what the Pshat and the Bahag is. There's another literature. Why is it Emotsiyas Rav Nechavasam? Somehow there seems to be an element of Kavanat Sibor. That's the same reason why the Mishgaran Megillah, Ma'ofre Nikroni, a woman can get an Aliyah, but the reason why we have a Mala, Wumta Aliyah, Mishim Kavanat Sibor. Very severe. You can imagine with Manenu Onu, what that topic has, I don't know how to describe it. It has spawned an entire literature from left to right. And even Rabbi Meiselman, in his Sefer, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law, has a rather interesting discussion on this matter as well. What's called Kavanat Tzibur? There's a big trouble in Mishnah. How to define Kavanat Tzibur? And many argue, I'm going to get off the topic now, which is not healthy for me, but many argue, I mentioned this once before, that there's a very, very capable and outstanding Talmud Chacham, happens to be a math instructor in the Yeshiva Flatbush High School, Dr. Joel Wolowski, a very well-known personality, a neighbor of yours. Wow. So he's in the forefront. So I was once in the Yeshiva in Flatbush about 30 years ago, and he published a book, which he actually gave me in the elevator of the Yeshiva Flatbush. And we went up and down the elevator, probably about 1 hour, to discuss each topic in the book. And each topic, of course, I disagree with him. It was like disagreement on 5-6 topics. And the topics are very well known. Number one, Talmud Torah for women. Here, you know, I am not in such disagreement. Torah Shabbat Peh, women, etc. Famous Rambam, Ibn Shalach, about a father not teaching his daughter Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Lashon Rambam, Shirov, Nashim, Mosidias, Dibre Tel, Dibre Habai. And there's a Prisha. The Prisha comments, whoa, but the Mia can learn Talmud Torah. And I personally am not. Don't object to women learning Torah Shabbat Peh if they feel so inclined to do so and they have the ability to do so. Rabbi Meiselman, he argues in that book, Jewish Woman, Jewish Law, a very, I think, a cogent argument. His argument is that they're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a Gemara Kedusha. The Ma'atim of Sarah is B'nechem Elov and Osechem. So therefore, technically, they're part of the Talmud Torah. So usually, someone who's obligated in Talmud Torah, hopefully, that they will devote themselves to it with that which is required, namely full or complete devotion, and that is unquestionably what's required in Talmud Torah, a woman is pata. Once she's pata, she's not going to, that same kind of devotion is not going to come to the fore because she's pata from Talmud Torah. That's like Taisa says in famous Taisa in Kedusha, also elsewhere, that the moment you are in a Mitzvah Vaisa, so you don't have the same Yetzirah that a Mitzvah Vaisa has. Mitzvah Vaisa automatically has Yetzirah not to do it. But then, so I said, you're a freelancer. You can do it if you want. Don't do it if you don't want. Takes it by a number of times. We shouldn't give different explanations. So Rabbi Meiselman puts it all together and said, that's the reason why that Rav Nashim, Mosias Dibetel, Dibetel, they're not devoted. Very rational, plausible, cogent, coherent kind of explanation. But then he had to get into this next issue, the Kavanat Tzibur. And that is obviously a function of which Tzibur you travel in. and what the role of women is. And I'm not here to go into that topic. It's just a topic that is never ending and impossible to be resolved, depending on where you live, what community you're living in, etc., etc. And does Kavanat Tzibur also undergo alteration? Anyway, why am I saying this? In the elevator, among the discussions we had, was another topic. Namely, he's very into giving women sheva brachas. That they should say sheva brachas under the chuppah. What's the yisur b'dava? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTziyah, Mishnah Berurah refers to it. He mentions the Mishnah Berurah in his sefer. He's a very comprehensive fellow. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not lo nago, not the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a number of gemaras, and he doesn't spell out the gemaras, but the mashmaos in the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at it carefully, because there's an inyan when you have, let's use Zimon as the example. That's Nochadisha, another famous Bi Halacha, where the Noshim Chayavos Rishus, or there's an obligation for women to be involved in Zimon. There's a famous Tzach, Mashal Zalman Oibach, that's found in that yellow Sefer. Only the English one has it, not the Hebrew one. They're also fascinating. So the two-volume English work by his Talmud, one of his Talmidim has in it that, let's say you have two men and three women, and they decide to do Zimon. Depending on the Shita, they're allowed to do Zimon. Do the men answer the Zimon of women? And Hashem Zalman asking, yes. And that psalm was a stir from here to all the way to Wuhan, my favorite place. Anyway, so and just to refer back to this issue again, so Lo Nago, the Mishnah Berurah there says, by Zimon, since there's a minhag, the Gemara says that Rabbim Sochim, there's a Hidah Mitzvah, when you bench the bench al HaKos. I'm not going to never have a Zimon to bench al HaKos, always. So when you bench al HaKos, so Mishnah Berurah says, since there's a Hidah Mitzvah, and if a woman gets drunk, Rachman Litzah, that could be catastrophic, could be disaster, never Lo Nago. So Dr. Wolowski argued with me 30 years ago. I said, that's the halacha, Lo Nago. He said, no, Lo Nago is subject to sociology. It varies from zeitgeist to zeitgeist, from epoch to epoch, from period to period. So therefore today, Avada Nago. What's the shayla? For the same reason, women should be able to get a bracha under the chuppah. There's no isa meikra adin. What's the problem? And I've been involved in many of these issues. I don't want to get into many stories. I have many, but without getting into it. So one knock about the issue of Kavanat Tzibur. So, of course you can. Very good kasha. But again, I'm just simply, the sugya of Kavanat Tzibur is right here in this Tesefta. That's really when the sugya comes up. And one could argue that the Baal HaLachos Gadolos will be master, let's say, Baal HaLachos Nechanukah. That's not a problem. That takes place in a family setting. It doesn't take place in any public context, in any Tzibur context. So there was the problem. Kavanat Tzibur is not a problem. A woman should be able to involve Yidei Chavoso, Hashem Bala. There's many rise to that, of course. Even though the Gemara, I just want to point out that the Gemara, again, HaKol Chayam B'Mikra Megillah, there's no distinction between the level of Chia, between males and females. The Gemara says, what's the word? That's the way the Rambam presents it. Another reason why the Mikra Megillah might be different, because of the Bahar that many interpret a woman is only Chayab in Shmiasa Megillah, not Chayab in Mikra Megillah. The one who says it is the Rav Yo. And the Rav Yo is quoted by the Mordechai. This is found over here. If you're interested, on the page number 3. The Rav Yo actually quoted by the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says this pretty clearly, that he indicates this. Look in the both the Mordechai is on the left hand side. The Bahag is on the right hand side. You see the Bahag? I'm not going to read Bahag. You read that Mordechai, and the Mordechai actually cites the Rav Yo. Vinil Rav Yo, you see the last 5 lines. The Noshim Bebrochas al Mishma Megillah. Avilu Karol Yatzman. Misafkul in the Rav Yo. He cut Matzil Afuki Noshim. Shem Avagat Batzavai Tur Mikriya. Avachay Al Mishmiya. Dilman Chay Al Mishova. It is a reg Mishach. Shem Gavachar Shem Bikot. Nimi Nai Vadif. So he's talking about a cotton and women. However, he indicates the Rav Yo that the obligation of women, they make a bracha al Mishma Megillah, not al Mikro Megillah. Because the mitzvah, again, as I said, we're going there as Hanukkah here. I don't think you can possibly compare the two. Women as the male counterparts are chayim halakas neros. And it seems to me that the Baal HaFazal would be masking. When it comes to halakas neros Hanukkah, I don't think you would disagree that a woman can be motzei her husband, and we have rayas for it. The best raya, of course, we'll bring in a few moments, hopefully, if we have enough time. Should be motzei her male counterpart in the Thomas. How long is there a stomacha? But the fact that a woman cannot be motzi, a male, mikra megillah, as I said, is based on this somehow distinctive element that applies to Mikra Megillah, whether it's Shmiah versus Kriya, or perhaps the issue of Kavanat Tzibur that's quoted by the Tosefta over here, Megillah. But regarding, let's say, Neras Hanukkah, women are chayav b'peh noy b'osa nes. No question, a woman can be motzi her husband, the Abi, the Chiyav of Hanukkah's Neras Hanukkah. But however, the question is, what is the nature of this b'peh noy b'osa nes? That's what we have to explore a little bit. Are they chayav the mitzvah of Hanukkah's Neras exactly as their male counterparts? It's the identical Chiyav as their male counterparts, or perhaps the level of Chiyav of a woman is not the same as that of a male counterpart. So according to the Rabbi Yoh that we just read, a woman is chayav in Shmiyas HaMegillah and not in Kriyas HaMegillah. So that, of course, that as I said, that makes sense not in the context of one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, that's where the Rabbi Yoh made his statement. But now the question is that somehow the Rabbi Yoh is assuming, even though the basis for everything is Afeinoi Bosanes, it doesn't engender or generate the same level of chiyav we got in the mitzvah, but rather a lower level of chiyav that women have as opposed to their male counterparts. So that's why, since they're chayav at a lower level, so now the question is, what about Ner Hanukkah? Do we also assume that the obligation of a woman is somehow not the same as the obligation of a male counterpart? So again, as I indicated to you a few moments ago, we saw the Rashbam and the Tosfos on page number one, the second Tosfos, Afei Noi Bosa Nes, bottom of the Afein. What's that language of Afein Noi? It sounds like they're secondary. And the Rashbam said, no, the Ikra Nes is on Yodan. So right away he asks, what's the Afein? If Ikra Nes is on Yodan. And then Tosfos presents a different explanation. Namely, Tosfos says, Afein Noi Besofik Lashmin Da'arugul Abein. In Pesach, they were Meshubah, the power of Mitzrayim, Chanukah, the Gzerah, was also on them. So it could very well be that this machlokes that Tosfos quotes in the Rashbam and Baal Yom Tov is also relevant to our issue, namely the character of the chiyuv of women. According to the Rashbam, that the ikra neis nasayin de noshim, there's no distinction to this to make a hafana between men and women regarding these mitzvahs. We assume that they're identical. According to Baal Yom Tov, that they say that women were only a kind of partners in the Gzerah, so maybe there's a distinction. Maybe women don't have the same level of chiyuv of these mitzvahs. And this is the question. But the Maaseh, as I said, Tosfos doesn't talk about it. He doesn't really address this issue at all, but let's now bring a raya for an obvious raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says on page number 3, lower right-hand corner, the Sugyan Shabbos, the Gemara mentions the din of Asinoi. The Gemara says, oh, Rav Sheshes, Asinoi, Asinoi is someone who's a guest. Omer Rav Zero, Beresh, Ki Avina Be'Rav, when I was in the house of Rav, and this could very well refer to Talmidim who went to learn, like the Mishnah Ksuvis, they went to learn for a number of years, and they were not in their home. Mishtatafna bepriti behadi ushpizu. So what do? The answer is they had to give a pruta. That's what generally people do. Sometimes actually people take their hanukiyot and bring them wherever they're going, and then they lie over there. That's also possible. And that provokes a lot of discussion. I maintain the most difficult area of halacha in our chayim is Maneinu Manu, is Halakas Neres Hanukkah. Where to light that? It is mind-boggling. I never saw anything like it until I arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzar is a matter is very simple. Nobody lights outside as far as I know. Now there are a few people in Teaneck, New Jersey, they think that Eretz Yisrael. So they light outside, but I don't think Johannesburg, you lit outside. In England, I don't think they light outside as far as I know. In America, they don't light outside. But now the question is, here, where do you light? This is one of the favorite and probably most frequent questions that's asked of me, where to light Neros Hanukkah. And the answer, I always tell them, whatever you do is fine. And the bottom line, that's true. Is that ideal? I don't think so, personally. But I'm just telling you, this one tells me, they describe their scenarios are so multi-hued and multivariate, I can't begin to describe them. There were so many swarm that were written on this topic, almost I think so. And this, it says, I say so, now they say so. There's no question that this is the topic that possibly refers to. I say so, now they say so. Rabbi Rat Shlita told me, and he's probably right in that list, that's once every 7 years. I say so, now they say so. Every week, another same Rat Shlita comes out. But that's once every 7 years. Here's every year. Noch HaSefer. Reminds me of what goes on Pesach, where they put out another kuntres every year. Why should we be eating kidneys? Why should Ashkenazim be eating kidneys? Yes. We should forget about the Gzeira. I told you a few times that one of the Kudrasim said, we're living in Israel. The passion is Zionist. We're not living back in the Golos. Therefore, we should no longer have the Gzeira of kidneys. I don't have a clue. I already wrote a letter, a very strong letter from Muhammad. I could just, but love Shana, but years ago. And then that reminded me of the Bris Mila that I went to when I first came to the first week of Eretz Yisrael. And I was in Masad, in America's Arab. And I'm going to Rav Shapiro, that's out of Shiva, also the chief rabbi of the state of Israel. So the Avreich who spoke, he spoke about the brother Shechiyonu. Machlokes, as you know, that was the son of Hutzar, it's Mechav Rambo, he makes Shechiyonu. So the reason I don't do the Hutzar is Tzar V'Yanuka. But in Eretz Yisrael, they have Gizok. Nishtok in Tzav Yenuka, because we're in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Tzav Yenuka, and immediately he's making the promise of Yenuka. I said to myself, where am I? I thought he lost all of his markets. Clearly, he didn't learn a brisk, that's for sure. So I went on to the Agoyna Avram Shapiro Zatzal. So right away, he saw me coming, he knew me already after a week. And so, troublemaker. Anyway, so he says, David, ain't Sarah Chagil Yishun Baba. And he begins to talk, the Gamri, who bats him? That's what he told me. He's a boxer. So he came to say some b'dichot. Okay, but anyway, so here there's a din of Achsanoi Yechaim in Achanka. So up there it says, Mereshki Adina Beirab, Mishtatam and Bepriti, Badi Ushkizi, Boston and CV, so now he got married. So of course he got married, but where is he? He's learning in Tzav Yeshiva. He's not home. Amina Hashtar Badi Watsrichna, the Kavadiga, let me go my side. They're going to light for me in my house. Who's lighting? Obviously, his wife. You see, claw that a woman can both see her husband with mitzvah bogus nechanukah. Rav Sheshi is kovea that his wife was mounting for him the beso. So there's a famous pre-chodosh. It's to the left of you. The pre-chodosh, one of the greatest of Dolei HaPoskim. Chaval, that we don't have time to learn these poskim. I mean, we have to all retire. And then we can actually learn the poskim in a proper kind of way. So the pre-chodosh was just a mind-boggling basic. So you beginning quotes of Mordechai. Isha badai madlekes, afil liftar achirim. The abogad the mikro begilu la patra achirini. Abi shoyi bo sanes. Shema ner chanukah kilohi. Says maybe their chanukah is kal. Sometimes their chanukah is not the same level as mikro begilu. And he quotes kli amin in the mishnah of bepruti. He quotes the gemara in Shabbos that we just read in Achsanoi. So it's very clear, namely, that Mishnah Beputa, when he got married, there's no need because the son of God, Avok, his wife, she lived for him. So you see clearly that the Pre-Chodesh, so the question is, why were Chazal more makel by the mitzvah of Avok's neighbors? So I heard from the Rav Zatzal many, many times, it's Poshet. And the reason why there's a distinction between Avok's neighbors, Chanukah, and other mitzvahs based on Pirsum and this. Because what is the chiyuv ner Chanukah? It's a famous bias. The Gemara says that the Gemara, this is the levels of ner Chanukah. So the equal level, of course, is beso. That the chiyuv, the obligation that every household ner issue beso, as the Gemara calls it. So once that's the case, so of course, other mitzvahs, it's a chayvas gabra. It's not a chayvas bias. Here the mitzvah is a chayvas bias. So since a chayvas bias, so you want to hear some drushes, I'm willing to give you drushes, just like women light ner Shabbos because Beisa is a Vishto, and she's the Ikar, Akar Savayis, that's Emes Lamito. No question about it. So Nerishu Beisa indicates that there's no obligation that necessarily that Dafka, one specific person, has to light. But the house has to be more. The house has to have, someone has to do an act of Hadlaka, and someone has to be Malik Abayis, even if he's not Bimdea Abayis, after the Kach. Even if he's not Bimdea Abayis, that someone has to, the Chiyim is on a person to basically live in a house. There's a Chanukah that's lit, that's illuminated. Doesn't make a difference who lights the Ner Chanukah. Now, we know that's not completely true, because the Gemara says that the Cheresh Shait Nekon, Sheiliku La'asa U'Laklu, they can't go ahead and light Ner Chanukah. If they light Ner Chanukah, so it has absolutely no value whatsoever. So here's how our Soloveitchik explains that Halacha. Kedarko, this is classic brisk. So classic that, of course, it has a lot of difficulty. Who's ever put in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, a kenneth shafing a chetzesh on there. He can't create a chetzesh on there. A chetzesh on there, he can't create a chetzesh on there. Maybe you could explain to me what that means. I have yet to understand it after 50 years. I heard him say it countless times.
You can light a candle. You can't light a candle of Hanukkah.
Okay, good. It means a halachic candle. You can't light a halachic candle because you can't create a chesed shomer. That's another Shabbos. One grace, Rav Chaim, got used on Moshe. They had some kasha that they said. But I'm just saying that here, not every nair that is doluk, bebayis, b'shas halachas nair is considered to be a nair Hanukkah. That's what Rabbi Weiss is saying correctly. Undoubtedly, that's what our Soletchin meant. So therefore, a nair, which was hublak, on the part of a person who's not time in the midst of the Hanukkah is called a Ner Rogel. But again, you see that there's the assault to this idea that Ner Hanukkah, the way the Pri Chodesh Kovid, Kilohi, that somehow it's more cow than the midst of Mikra Megillah. So again, as I said, there's a makom to be mechalek between these two mitzvahs, the midst of Kriyas Megillah and the midst of Ner Hanukkah regarding these issues. Now the question we have to deal with is why women do not like Nero Hanukkah. So if I begin this, then I will be over at Baal Tesef. So I don't want to be over at Baal Tesef because there are some very frustrated people there. Okay, so please know that tomorrow I will continue on this matter, if you don't mind, and discuss the second aspect of why women do not buy Nero Hanukkah.
I don't
think
it's not going to say that we can make a book.